From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, reincarnation. Here's what's happening. Israel strikes near Damascus after Syrian missile lands near Dimona nuke reactor there in Israel. Let's hope tension there doesn't continue to rise. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the West, that's us, not to cross Russia's red lines, saying Moscow would respond swiftly and harshly to any provocations, and those responsible would regret it. At a time of acute crisis and ties with the United States and Europe, with Russian troops massed near Ukraine with opposition leaders on hunger strikes in jail, the Kremlin leader used his State of the Nation speech to project a message of Russian strength and defiance in the face of outside threats. During lab tests, research showed that several neutralizing antibodies are ineffective in controlling other variants of COVID with the same generic markers. According to a local university, scientists at Texas A&M University have identified a variant of the coronavirus that is potentially resistant to antibodies. Let's check in with Howard Bloom, who's an expert on the vaccines. Howard, what do you think?
Here's the deal. 2 days ago on Monday, April 19th, Texas A&M University's Global Health Research Complex sent out a press release announcing that it had detected a new mutant to the COVID virus. A mutant so unique to Texas that they named it the BV1. BV is for Texas Brazos Valley. The Texas A&M team had detected the new variant in only one student way back on March 5th, and that student got away with only a month of mild COVID-like or mild cold-like, common cold-like symptoms. But the goal of the Texas A&M research program is not to characterize new COVID variants after they've killed. It's to catch the new variants before they kill. And the student who came down with the new variant was active in on-campus organizations, so could easily have spread the bug if his or her case hadn't been detected and isolated early. Now, why does the Texas A&M team sequence the virus, even in seemingly healthy students? Its goal is to look for signs in the virus molecule itself that it could cause trouble. And the Brazos Valley mutant poses three dangers, says Texas A&M chief virologist Ben Newman. It, quote, combines genetic markers associated with rapid spread, severe disease, and high resistance to neutralizing antibodies, which means exactly what you said. The Texas mutant might be able to punch through our vaccines.
Jeez.
But the new Brazos Valley BV1 is not the only mutant trying to bust through the barriers of vaccination. There have been thousands of variants of the COVID virus so far, and there's a reason. The virus multiplies so fast that it produces a new generation of mutants every 2 weeks. So there's now a mutant from Portland, Oregon. There's the B1.5.26 mutant in New York City. The California mutants, known as B1.4.27 and B1.4.29, have just become the dominant strains in the Golden State. And that's just the USA. There's a P3 variant first seen in the Philippines. There are two new variants from India, the 3484Q and the 1452R, and there's the double variant we talked about last week, a COVID virus with two breakthrough weapons against us. The double variant has now shown up in Australia, Germany, Iceland, New Zealand, Singapore, Britain, and the USA. What's more, new research published in the journal Cell shows that the two California coronavirus variants are 20% more infectious than normal COVID and may be resistant to vaccines. Now, dire as this sounds, America is getting COVID under control. 2.5 months ago, we had more than 5,000 COVID deaths a day. We had twice as many COVID deaths in a single day as the entire American death toll of the 20-year-long Afghanistan war. And now, for the third week in a row, we've had less than 1,000 deaths a day. That's a huge improvement.
Sure is.
Now, how did we achieve it? I mean, we apparently got it with our two key vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. Over 214 million doses of the vaccines have been pumped into American arms. 214 million. It takes two jabs to reach full immunity with the Pfizer and the Moderna, and 86.3 million Americans are now fully vaccinated. We need to hit 150 million fully immunized Americans to reach herd immunity, and we are now far more than halfway there. For comparison, Look at Japan, a very health-conscious country whose citizens have been wearing masks in public for decades. Japan won't even begin its vaccination campaign until September, and we are poised to be back to normal by the 4th of July. So if this is a worldwide vaccination competition, we are winning.
Well, those are the views of Howard Bloom. I'm not so sure the vaccine's working as great as Howard says, but we shall see, my friends. We shall see. Because if it was working, I think the cases should be even more dramatically lower. Hey, listen to this story. Amazon.com said it's rolling out biometric technology at its Whole Foods stores around Seattle starting on Wednesday, letting shoppers pay for items with a scan of their palm. The move shows how Amazon is bringing some of the technology it already uses in its namesake brick-and-mortar company, Go and Bookstores, and the grocery chain it acquired in 2017. The system called Amazon One lets customers associate a credit card with their palm print. It offers a contactless alternative to cash and card payments. Oh, boy, here we go. We're getting closer to the chips. What does Ms. Shedlock, our registered investment advisor, think about this one? Technology may be going too far too fast, Mish.
That is quite the story, George, and it is fresh on the heels of a new Biden's FTC nominee who appeared in Congress today in front of the Senate. They fired questions at them. These senators were taking pot shots at Amazon, both the left and the right, about Amazon expanding into too many things too fast. There's no competition out there. You know, personally, George, I think if it's good for the consumer, then it's good for the country. That is not the way they see it in D.C. That is not the way Biden sees it. I mean, this is an extremely interesting story, but George, you know, technology advances. We cannot go back and protect the mom-and-pop bookstore. That is just what they're trying to do in France. I'm afraid they're trying to do the same thing here. We'll see. George, I like technology. So, damn interesting story, George.
Would you get a chip in your hand that would pay for
your get a chip in my hand, George.
No,
so
am I.
That's the reason why this kind of thing is probably going to fail, because people are going to say, I don't want to do this. Just because a company is testing something or promoting something, that doesn't mean it's going to succeed in the marketplace. And in Europe right now, they're actually cracking down on this kind of stuff. So, you know, we'll see if this goes anywhere, George. But, you know, meanwhile, you know, Congress has its eyes on Amazon. And my gosh, this is going to give them another reason to be fired up.
Credit cards attached to your palm print. Unbelievable. My gosh. Well, it's no secret that the shot of caffeine from a morning coffee can give many people a quick boost. Now a new study finds going for that second and third cup may actually be good for your brain. Researchers in Portugal say people who regularly drink coffee are not only more alert, but see more activity in their brains as well. Netflix has revealed it will spend $17 billion on new content in 2021, on par with its 2020 spend. That's incredible. The streamer noted the figure in its first quarter financial results as well. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Let's set another record. Go to the website right now with your laptop, with your desktop, with your smartphone, CriticalHealthNews.com. Just look at it for a few seconds, CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's the number to call for assistance. As you know, Doc Wallach gives out a lot of great information, but if you're driving, you don't have a chance to write it down. So call this number when he's on, and they will give you the information whenever you want. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to start taking calls with Doc Wallach at the halfway mark of this hour and then all of next hour as well. I've got some emails. Tom will be taking your text and tweets at the half-hour mark this hour as well and next hour too. Doc Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. He has been a major contributor to Coast for years now. Doc, welcome back, my friend. I trust you are well.
Oh, very well. Thank you so much, George. You are the greatest, and we just always appreciate everything you do. So thank you very much, and I'm here to help you out.
I want to get your views as a doctor. I don't tell people to get the vaccines. I don't tell people not to get vaccines. I tell them what I do. Simple as that. What is your take on these vaccines? I mean, do you think they're working or not?
Well, now, I said this over a year ago when Fauci started talking about, well, next week we'll have the vaccine. He said that a year ago.
Right.
It took a year to get him. And, of course, he said this is a nothing virus. Put your mask on, distance 6 feet, wash your hands, and it'll be gone in 2 weeks. And what did we get for that, George? We got 32,602,051 infections and 583,330 dead.
Just in this country.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's just in this country. We represent 25% of the deaths in the world and 20% of the infections, following Fauci's advice. Now, here's the deal. I spend a lot of time. I'm a pathologist, and so I look at pathology records, and I've been doing that real hard on this project. What I found is this. When you compare population by population, whether it's a foreign country in one of our states or two different states, you look at one country against another country, same populations. The Asian countries always come out 1,000% better. And there's two reasons for that. Vaccines do not work independently. Vaccines do not kill viruses. They do not kill bacteria. They do not kill fungus or any other kind of bug. They just alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA
That's
in the
right.
bugs.
They build that immune system. They're supposed to.
No. They just alert your body to those bad DNA and RNAs. They don't build your immune system. Your immune system is your bone marrow, and it requires a lot of nutrition for your bone marrow to make white blood cells and T lymphocytes, which are the cavalry and the marines of the immune system. Your bone marrow also makes your antibodies from stem cells, requires a lot of nutrition to do that. It makes red blood cells and platelets so they don't bleed to death during the battle against the bad guys. And so, the vaccines just alert you to the bad stuff. It doesn't do anything else. So there's two other pieces that Fauci left out. Number one, you have to be able to absorb nutrition. And the biggest failure we have, and the biggest thing that I found, nobody ever said this except me, is that Asian countries do much better than us because of diet. It's not a racial thing. It's a dietary thing. Asians live on maize, corn, rice, beans, sweet potatoes, squash, and seaweed. Seaweeds mm-hmm. and algaes get the trace minerals out of the oceans and bays and so forth. And the bone marrow loves that. That's how they make antibodies, and that's how they make the white blood cells with those trace minerals from the algae. And then the gluten in wheat, barley, rye, and oats, which is a European thing, okay, that's why the Europeans have so many spikes and so many bad issues. That's why Michigan has such a bad thing. Michigan, little Michigan, they have the worst.
My home state.
Yeah, they have the worst rate of deaths and the worst rate of infections because of all their microbreweries. Okay, they make all this beer with wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and everybody's been drinking wheat, barley, rye, and oats there for 50 years. Plus, they eat spaghetti and pancakes and waffles and that kind of stuff. And that's why they're having such a rough time. They're killing their villi. The gluten in all these wheat, barley, rye, and oat products contains a substance called pro-inflammatory cytokines, which kill the villi, the little finger-like projections in your small intestines. So when you cut open an intestine during surgery or at an autopsy, your intestinal lining looks like a shag rug, all those little finger-like villi, a lot of surface area.
Right.
Well, when you've been eating gluten for 5, 10, 15, 20 or more years, those villi go away, they're dead, and your intestines now, instead of looking like a shag rug, they look like a plastic tube. You've only got 2% or less of your absorptive surface left. That's why little kids, when they're 3, 4, 5 years old, when they get COVID, they get 3 to 5 days of common cold-like symptoms. They get the antibodies against the bug, and they're good to go for the rest of their life. But when somebody who's 15, 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75 get it, and they have these pre-existing conditions like obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure and heart disease, those things are all nutritional deficiency diseases. They're telling you you are not prepared to even respond to the vaccine.
How come, Doc, this year we haven't heard anything about the common cold, the flu? I mean, it's as if these two illnesses have disappeared off the face of the planet.
Well,
I know they haven't.
Well, the flu has gone down. Annually, they used to have 65 to 100,000 deaths every year. So far, they got 1,200 deaths this year.
For the whole country?
Yeah, the whole country. Common flu, 1,200.
Have they put them all in the COVID deaths?
No, I checked that out, too. What it is just the distancing and washing your hands has actually reduced your exposure to people with that, okay?
Same with the common cold?
And the common cold, same thing. Now, here's the deal. COVID is a different animal, okay? Now, when you have COVID, again, you're not supplementing, no vitamins and minerals, you're eating gluten, your intestines are dead, and so you're not getting any nutrition to your bone marrow, so the bone marrow cannot respond when the virus comes. It can't respond when the bacteria come. It can't respond when the fungus comes. And so that's what's happening to us. We have been destroyed by eating gluten. Okay? So when you look at the Asian countries, let's just look at a couple of comparisons here. Some of my favorites. Now let's look at the indigenous peoples here in North America because they have the biggest percentage of deaths per 100,000 infections. We're talking about Native American Indian tribes. They have, you know, like 250 deaths per 100,000. The Ojibwe Indians in northern Minnesota and the Navajos in Arizona have about the same population, about 340,000 in their main reservations.
Okay.
Now, the Ojibwes have 27 infections totally and zero dead. Now, the Navajos have 1,247 dead and 30,000 infections.
Why the difference? It's huge.
Huge difference. Yeah. Well, the Navajos have been eating gluten since 1865 when the Scottish bought their way into Navajo property by giving them gluten and showing them how to grow wheat, brought around oats, and how to store it and dry it and all that kind of stuff. Whereas they'd been eating what they call the three sisters before that, which was maize, corn, beans, and squash. And then they went to wheat, brought around oats. Well, for 400 years, the Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota have been eating wild rice and algae from the Great Lakes. They eat like Asians. Now, they're both indigenous people. They're both Native Americans. And yet there's a huge difference between 30,000 infections and 27 infections.
I mean, oh, my God.
A thousand times difference there, okay? Let's look at two more examples if we can. Let's compare Mexico, the classic Latino country, versus Japan, the classic Asian country.
In Mexico, the rates are high.
Yep. Well, they're the second, okay? Just a couple of months ago, they went into second behind us in deaths and infections. They both have about 127 million people. Japan has 9,000 dead. Mexico has 321,000 dead. Japan has 484,000 infections. Mexico has 2.3 million infections. What's the difference? The diet. It's not a racial thing. It's not a genetic thing. It's a diet.
You're convinced diet
is
boosting your immune system?
Well, your diet is, and supplementation is boosting the immune system and also avoiding gluten. Now, let me give you one more. This is the classic gluten country, the UK, United Kingdom. We're talking about England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, okay? They have 127,000 dead as of this morning and 4.3 million infections.
That's a lot for them.
Well, yeah, they're a little country. They only have 67 million people, about one-fourth of what we got in population. Now let's look at, Thailand with the same population, 67 million. Thailand has 95 dead versus UK's 127,000 dead. Thailand has 29,000 infections versus the UK 4.3 million infections. What's the difference? The UK lives on wheat, brought around oats. They drink wheat, brought around oats. And Thailand lives on maize, corn, rice, sweet potatoes, beans, squash, and seaweed.
Why can't they set up a test, Doc, with some kind of study?
I've already done it, George.
Well, I mean, you have, but I mean the CDC or the World Health Organization, where they can announce this to the world that gluten is harmful and helps boost COVID.
Well, there's two reasons for this. Number one, Medical doctors believe that vaccinations are the answer to all infectious diseases. That's what they're taught in school.
And I don't agree with that, and I'm sure you don't either.
No. Vaccines only work when you supplement properly and avoid gluten so it can absorb it. Otherwise, your bone marrow can't respond. And I have like 50 different comparisons like this. When you look at all of Europe, they're all going crazy with all these variants, and India is going crazy with the variants. So India is kind of interesting because they're a very homogenous country, the same peoples, the same religion. They have 1.4 billion people. They're second only to China.
And their COVID's out of control, too. Doc, we'll come back in a moment and talk more, and then we'll begin phone calls with our incredible listeners. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for help and assistance when you hear Doc talk, or you can call tomorrow, too, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. He rotates every 3 weeks with Ben Fuchs. So Ben will be back on with us in 3 weeks. And 6 weeks from today, or right around this week, Doc Wallach will be back with us as well. We're going to take calls when we come back with Doc Wallach, and we'll have calls next hour here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, back with Dr. Joel Wallach. Again, here's the website to go to. Just attack it at criticalhealthnews.com. And you're talking about India, Doc. They're getting walloped with COVID.
Yes, and of course they have these variants and everything, but they have the same problem that everybody else has. They have two populations, although they're the same people. The northern nine states, they live on nothing but wheat, butter, and oats. The southern 20 states and seven territories, they live on nothing but rice and corn and beans and squash and seaweed. Okay, now they have 171,000 dead. We Americans have what? Oh, it's called, 583,330 dead. We have like five times the number of dead India has, and we have like one-fifth their population. Okay, and 95% of those deaths occur in the northern nine states, which live on nothing but wheat, rye, and oats. Only 5% occur in the southern 20 states and seven territories.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, oh yeah. Also, we have, 32,602,051 infections, and they have 14 million infections, okay? They're about half the number of infections we have, but it's still big. But only 5% of those deaths occur in the southern states, and only 14% of the infections occur in the southern states. Because the southern states, again, live like Asians. They live on rice and sweet potatoes and corn and beans and squash and seaweed. And so, this is unimpeachable. Now, this is already published in a book and a CD called Hell's Kitchen. And it goes into the exact moment when all this problem started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. We know the exact moment. That is when Thomas Edison and Jonathan Leaves pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. And within 10 years, they had all these weird diseases show up that nobody had ever seen before. And that's because they switched from wood stoves and fireplaces to electricity. And they didn't have any more wood ashes, which were minerals, to put into their gardens for fertilizer. They didn't have any more wood ashes to put in their stew and porridge and soup and all that kind of stuff as a mineral source. And so suddenly now without all the minerals, and they're eating gluten, suddenly now they have all these problems. And I documented this in the book, did all the research. It's in the book. It's in the CD. The CD came out in 2003 when H1N1 and SARS and MERS showed up. In 2005 when COVID-2 showed up. And
God, you were way ahead of the curve, Doc.
Way ahead of the curve, way ahead of the game. Because, again, I'm a pathologist, and I just looked at all the records. And it was very easy. I've got like 50 comparisons like that, George, where invariably the ones that eat like Asians do much better than the ones who eat like Europeans.
Let's take some calls, and of course, let's take text and tweets from Tom for you, Doc. Tom, you've got one?
I do.
Before you get going, where were you when I went to my Beyond Belief promo?
Well, I'm doing like four or five things here at once, and so I got to make sure and get to the button to hit the mic, but I was taking a text, so kind of the timing
okay.
Was bad.
All right.
Sorry, I missed you too, though.
That's all right.
Hey, this one's from Sandy in Louisiana. Please have the doctor talk about bone health and if stretching every day will make a difference.
Okay, well, stretching and exercise is a good thing. I deal a lot with Olympic athletes and professional athletes and university athletes and so forth. Very famous ones. And so I've learned a lot about it. And I played football and wrestled for the universities and so forth like that. So, you know, I'm into that sort of stuff. And you have to appreciate that your bones and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue requires an enormous amount of nutrition, especially for that bone marrow, where your bone marrow is your immune system, plus the structure. When you get osteoporosis, and it's not an aging thing. Osteoporosis does not occur because you're aging. It occurs because you don't have nutrition. Babies are born with osteoporosis because the mothers were deficient and couldn't get nutrition to the baby as an embryo, and so the baby is born with osteoporosis. It's called Erb's palsy. They're paralyzed from the neck down. And then people who are like 35, 40, 50, they get ringing in the ears, they get atrial fibrillation, they have to do an ablation and kind of put a hot iron on their heart to stop their heart from jumping around. They get ringing in the ears, they get balance problems, they send them to a balance clinic. But really, they have osteoporosis of the skull, and that's because they're not getting the nutrition, they're not supplementing. Okay, they're just eating food and, of course, a lot of gluten. They can't absorb any nutrients that might be in the food, no more wood ashes. And that's why we have all these problems. That's why we have this high rate of infections and high rate of deaths, because their bone marrow is essentially dead. And, again, the book and the CD, Hell's Kitchen, tells you how to prevent it, how to reverse it. It's very, very simple.
Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to first-time caller Eric in Indianapolis. Welcome to the show. Hi, Eric.
Hi, George. How are you today?
Great, sir. Good to have you with us.
Good to be on the show tonight. And I love you. I love this guy right here, Doc Wallach. I listen to you guys all the time, and everything that I listen to, it sounds so, natural. You know, I mean, that's the only way you can, I think, you can really stay healthy is to try to eat right.
Absolutely.
But the question I want to ask is that if the Asians, they are a lot smaller than we are, if their immune system is so great and, that by eating right, then why are they wearing masks, and why do they even worry about wearing a mask? Don't they know all that?
Interesting question, Doc. They take precautions, but why do they do it?
Well, they've been dealing with a mask for 50 years because of pollution and smog.
It's
and that kind
their
of
culture,
stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cultural thing that they wear the mask. And, they're very densely populated. You know, they're shoulder to shoulder out on the street. And so they've been worrying about preventing infections and dealing with poisons and dust and pollutants for 50 years. And so that's why they wear the mask. They've been doing it a long time.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance once Doc gets rolling here, giving you information, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joseph.
Hi, Doc. I have a two-part question. One, you were talking about colloidal silver the last episode as possibly combating HIV. So I'd like you to say a little bit more about that. And also, I'm in a running club, and one of the girls took one of these vaccines and asked me to ask you, is there any suggestions to detoxify from this, which is what she wants to do?
Take that one first, Doc, if you
okay.
would.
Yeah, well, the first thing you have to do is get rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption of nutrients so your immune system can work. No fried foods, no processed meats. Even the nitrate-free bacon, it doesn't work because there's eight other chemicals in the bacon, so there's no processed meats of any kind, absolutely no oils of any kind because it causes plaque in your arteries and cancer. And you want to stay away from the gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You want to stay away from sugar. And then you want to take the 90 essential nutrients. And our big hammer in the toolbox has 215 nutrients in them, including the 90 essential nutrients, which everybody agrees that the body requires them, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And that's going to give your bone marrow what it needs to make all these antibodies, white blood cells and red blood cells and platelets. That's assuming now you've given up gluten so you can absorb them, okay? You have to give up the gluten so you can absorb them. You have to eat like an Asian. And then you're going to get maximum benefit from the vaccination, okay? If you're not absorbing the nutrients, you're not going to get much of a response to the vaccination. That's why people... Well, my mother, she had the two vaccine thing, and 2 months after she got her second vaccine, she died of COVID. And how'd that happen? She was vaccinated. Well, what'd your mother have for breakfast every morning? Well, she was an oatmeal eater. Okay, well, there you go. It was the gluten that killed her. Okay. because the bone marrow could not respond to the vaccination because she couldn't absorb nutrition because her villi and her intestines were dead because of the oatmeal for breakfast every morning. Okay, and then let's see the second part of the question.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah, the colloidal silver. I've been doing this for 25 years, George. I take 2 droppers full of our colloidal silver under the tongue, 30 minutes before each meal, and 2 droppers full under the tongue half hour before bed. And you can go to Siri and ask Siri, what viruses and bacteria does colloidal silver kill and repel? You'll be amazed. HIV, AIDS, COVID-2, COVID-19, polio, every kind of virus you can think of. And bacteria you can think of, it's all gone, okay? And it even helps get rid of rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is not an autoimmune disease. Rheumatoid arthritis is a nutritional deficiency arthritis secondarily infected with a bug called mycoplasma, which is killable with an antibiotic called minocycline, like the bait fish. So I use minocycline and our colloidal silver with people with rheumatoid arthritis. They've had it for 40 years, and 40 days it's gone. Okay, it's not an autoimmune thing. It's actually a bug infection on top of a nutritional deficiency arthritis.
Email in from Alicia. She says she's had Lyme disease for years. What does she do about it?
Okay, well, Lyme disease is a bacterial disease, and the doctors will give people these oral antibiotics, and it rarely works because they've been eating gluten, and you cannot absorb the oral antibiotic to get into your bloodstream to go kill the bacteria. So one of the things you can do for Lyme disease is, again, take our colloidal silver because it's absorbed under your tongue like intravenous.
What's it taste like, Doc?
There's no taste. There's no alcohol in it. It's not irritating. It's just like putting water under your tongue. It's amazing.
Okay, all right.
And so even little kids like it, you can put it in their eyes. It's, you know, if they have eye infections or something, it doesn't burn. There's no alcohol in it. And like I said, I've been doing this for 25 years. We have literally millions of people doing it. And it dampens down all viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, including Lyme disease.
Roberta's with us in Tucson, Arizona on the Wild Card Line. Hello, Roberta. Welcome.
Thank you. How can you rebuild the villi in the intestinal tract besides all the food you just gave us?
Okay. How do you build up the intestinal tract there, Doc?
Okay. How do you rebuild the villi? That's a very good question. This will happen. You'll see a benefit in 2 weeks by getting rid of the gluten. Your body wants to heal itself. It has the capacity to heal itself, including the intestines and the villi. And so you have to get rid of the gluten. Now, there's all these diseases the doctors say are autoimmune, you know, like things like...
And I take your probiotics a lot, too.
Yeah, well, you know, probiotics is good for the normal intestinal bacteria, which is very good for digestion and keeping everything quiet. But for the villi, you want to get rid of all that gluten because when the villi are dead, you cannot absorb nutrition. And one of the first things you get is psoriatic arthritis. You get all kinds of skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and rosacea. If you have rosacea and fibromyalgia, they call it lupus. Say you have an autoimmune disease, just like they say that rheumatoid arthritis is autoimmune. Neither of those is true. Both of them are due secondarily to the gluten damage to your villi. Get rid of the gluten out of your life. Never go back to eating gluten. Live like an Asian. Live on rice and sweet potatoes and beans and squash and maize and seaweed. And you can also throw in the Fucoid Z or capsules. It's made from seaweed. Okay, it has 9 different seaweeds and algaes in them. We have a liquid form of the Fucoid Z called Z Radic. So some people like the liquids better. I do both. And you'll see a positive result. Your skin gets better. Your respiratory stuff goes away. Your asthma goes away. Your skin problems go away. Your digestive stuff goes away within 2 weeks. And within 60 to 90 days, all your villi have regrown perfectly back to perfectly normal. Okay, it's very quick.
All right, and I'm going to give a number that has all the information for you in case you miss it. Roberta, it sounded like you had a second question. Go ahead.
Yes, how can you build the bone marrow?
Okay, again, the bone marrow requires an enormous amount of nutrition, okay, because it's very active. And one of the things that happens is, I hear this all the time, well, my doctor says, I've got anemia and low blood platelets and low white blood cells, so he had me come in once a week to get a iron shot and a B12 shot, and it worked for a while, but after a while it didn't work, and so he went to giving me a transfusion once every month or so. And it worked for a while, and then I started getting sick for 10 days after the transfusion. I asked him if there was anything else. He said, well, I can give you a bone marrow transplant if you want. It's $100,000, but don't worry about it. Your insurance will pay for it. They never say give up gluten and take the 90 essential nutrients because doctors get paid to manage the disease. And, of course, if they have kids in school and they got tuition coming up, they're going to give you the bone marrow transplant.
Hey, Doc, since you've been doing this, you've been doing it for a long time, you drink coffee every once in a while. New study came out that coffee is good for the brain.
Yes, it increases circulation. That's true. And, of course, one of the things that happens as you get older, you get plaque in the arteries in the brain, you get reduced circulation, you get what's called vascular dementia. There's like 15 different dementias, including senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, which came along in 1960. When the doctors said no more cholesterol because they thought, incorrectly, but they thought cholesterol caused plaque in the arteries. That's not true. It's oils and salad dressings that cause plaque in the arteries. But when you gave up cholesterol, eggs and that kind of stuff, and they put you on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, Alzheimer's came on board. And then, of course, they had ED, erectile dysfunction. 95% of testosterone is cholesterol. 95% of estrogen is cholesterol. 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. You need cholesterol, and cholesterol does not plug your arteries. That was all a lie to sell statin drugs.
So your low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol,
that
isn't
correct. High cholesterol is very good. It just makes you sexy.
We're with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance where he's got a staff of people there taking notes to what he says, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Same thing. You don't need the O at the end of radio, but it's there to make you remember it easy. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. We want to set another record. Every time you're on, Doc, I want to set another record.
Well, we got a great team out there. We've got 50 people who are on your team answering the phone.
That's fantastic.
And they've been with me, some of them, for 25, 30 years, and they know this as well as anybody. And so your listeners are going to get a great, great deal of information and help. And, of course, we charge them nothing for that.
I'm going to see you via Zoom in June at Contact in the Desert. We're going to have a virtual event, and you're going to be part of the participation, I hear.
Well, I'm honored.
It's going to be fun. Have you done Zoom before?
Oh, yes, I do Zoom in Australia every Friday night. I do Zoom in Philippines every Thursday night. I do Zooms 2 hours on Monday. I do Zooms 2 hours on Friday morning. I do Zooms, let's see here.
Well, that's right. You Zoom for KSCO, don't you?
Correct. I do Zoom a lot. And so
it's our affiliate in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I'll be doing more and more Zooms with people with big, big businesses in like 50 different countries.
Good for you, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back for another final hour to go with Doc Wallach and phone calls, your calls next.